We got that wrong. Grace, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
My apologies for the mix-up. You know, we like to keep our guests on their toes here, as you can see. So do tell. It's been a while since we've had a chat, isn't it? I was away last week, and then I think you were away the week before that. So
yeah, we've had a bit of a break for the summer.
Yeah. So this just better be bloody good.
Yeah.
After all that time now. Oh, swearing online as well apparently is not allowed. So I really am pulling out all the stops today. So look, do tell. What's happening on the intercultural? Just to remind our listeners that, Grace, you run the intercultural media project here at Near FM.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, the first, it's a project that runs in kind of two phases every year. So we're just ending the first phase, which was a huge learning curve for me, I think. And we'll be starting up training at the end of October for the next group of intercultural participants coming in. So if there's anybody listening who still wants to find out more or get involved, they can contact me. My email is grace@near.ie, or they can ring me on 01-848-5211. But
Have you applicants coming in as we speak? Are there some?
Yeah, we've actually had a lot of applicants.
You have had, and they're really
interesting people. So I'm definitely excited to go into the next round. But I also don't want to discourage. We are taking more applications until October 7th.
Yeah, and I think people should remember that even if they were unsuccessful on this particular one, this will run for a while. So the
absolutely
it doesn't mean that they've had a one chance only.
Yeah, and some of the people were a good number of the people we're taking this time. You know, are applied for the last round and we couldn't accommodate everybody.
Yeah,
we had
sure.
70 applications for 8 spaces, there's definitely opportunities to get involved in the future.
Is it 8 spaces again this time? Is that that's kind of the optimal number for that type of training? Okay.
But it's kind of funny, as we're nearing the end of the programs, I know we took a break in August, and that's really when the bulk of the programs were happening, so I didn't get to update you as much on the content, but I'm finding it's quite interesting now, looking back at the programs they've made. And we said from the beginning they just had to come back to this theme of intercultural dialogue.
Sure.
But the other sort of themes that have emerged through that are really interesting to me. 2 weeks ago, we had a program on storytelling, which just looked at storytelling from different cultures.
They
had storytellers tell stories, recorded them. It was delightful. But this week, tonight at 6:30, we have another program running which focuses on a story chain.
Story chain.
It's almost like, have you heard of this game called Exquisite Corpse, where somebody begins a story and then you don't get to see what was said beforehand, but then, Pat, I might go to you and say, okay, here's the last sentence.
Right.
Tell me the next 3 minutes of the story. Okay. And then you go to somebody else it continues that way and you just get a bizarre outcome.
Yeah.
And the next program that's currently in production is also looking at storytelling across cultures with maybe a bit more focus on the Irish side.
All right. Okay.
And
were there noticeable differences in the style of storytelling and the manner and delivery and types of story, I suppose, even?
Yeah. Some general storytelling traditions would bring in instruments. Some would rely on real drama of the voice and pace and tempo. You get different rhythms emerging. It's quite beautiful to listen to some of these programs. But I think it's interesting. This is sort of like a sub-theme that's emerged under the intercultural dialogue theme. And kind of looking back over the programs, I remember the first day when the participants came in and we were just getting to know each other and people shared a little bit about themselves and their experiences. And I realized that the intercultural dialogue that went on in training and in production fed so much into the actual program content. Largely the stories that people told each other in order to make themselves understood to other participants, really emerged in the programs themselves.
Later on, right.
It's kind of like, well, I've shared this bit about my life with you. Now let's work together to kind of make a program on whatever issues emerge from
the sharing of that information.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
They've definitely, I think, learned a lot about each other through being very hands-on in producing programs. That are on a topic that's affected someone quite deeply.
It's an interesting area in that. I mean, as someone described it to me in college, I remember one time doing a piece of work on it. Was on what they called, I think, narrative is probably the word they prefer to use in college, discourse and all of that. But there's a lot can be revealed about a culture or indeed a person, both in the way they tell a story and as much as the content of that story. I mean, for example, I think people possibly don't realise the extent to which which we use storytelling in everyday life, as a matter of fact, without realising that we're actually telling stories as such. For example, if you go home and you're asked, well, how was your day, Grace? I mean, often, depending on who's asking for that information, you will select from your raft of information that you've had and experience over that day, you will select a storyline from that to fit the type of person that you're talking to, you know. Whereas if it's somebody else, you may tell a totally different story about your day. Well, wait till I tell you about that. Tigerian fella, like Jesus Christ, yeah. Depending on who you were talking to. So none of the stories are necessarily untrue, or nor does one negate the other, you know, but it's a very interesting area in terms of how people communicate and how we go about, you know, that we use stories all the time to describe and make sense of the world.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's...
I'll just check now. I really swear I will.
I think, no, but reflecting on what you just said there, that actually makes me feel quite good about the training, because I think one thing that I'd really wanted to do, and I did a lot in my old work, was in particular trying to communicate information access services. Mm-hmm. You really want to reach groups that are marginalized and are hard to reach, and think about how effective your communication skills are and your methods. And I think from the beginning of this project, we really wanted to reach a diverse group that might not ordinarily have access to the media might face a lot of misrepresentation. And I think if we created a space where people felt comfortable talking about their, LGBT issues, traveler issues, migrant worker issues, refugee asylum seeker issues, things that had affected them deeply in some way, or family members or friends, then I think maybe we were successful in creating a safe space in which people could share stories that were really integral to their experiences, maybe always easy to open up and share, ways in which they can't always be understood.
Yeah. And are there particular ways in which you see your experience of this previous couple of months, are there particular ways in which you'll see that will shape differently your structure for the coming session, or will it largely remain the same?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a huge learning curve for me, I think. After being here for 6 months, I trust myself a bit more to kind of try new things and take risks and make some mistakes.
Your confidence and grows.
Take a larger role in the training aspect. Mm-hmm. But I think it was quite hard. We talk a lot about the issues. I think that was great. Yeah. But maybe doing a bit more trips out and technical stuff. And I mean, there have been so many things going on lately with... just different reports coming out, and Dublin was just named an intercultural city, which was quite a great appointment. And I think maybe just getting people on the ground more at these events, that they could be roving reporters, is something we've been talking about a lot in terms of the co-op, but just getting real command of the tools for making media, and then
good
the
idea.
Expression of the people's voices, I think, will come even more naturally.
Okay.
But there are a few things I would change, but I think a lot about it worked. And looking back, like, the journey's been a lot of fun. Leaving the first round.
And a lot of stress, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was stressful at times. I was learning beside them how to use the studios and all the rest. But I don't regret any of it, still have a great relationship with the eight people we've worked with.
Okay.
And I've loved working with them.
Okay, Grace, look, we'll possibly leave it at that for this week. And listen, thanks once again for coming in to join us.